Well, kids, come on up. Simple yes-no question for you guys this morning. All right, you ready? Yes or no?
Okay.
Ready? Yes or no?
What?
We... Oh, there's lots more coming. That's great.
Just after children.
I'll tell you what. Why don't you all answer in unison? And the answer is either yes or no. You ready? Listen for the question and either say yes or no. Ready? We always understand everything right away.
No.
Well, good. That's good. That is the correct answer. We do not always understand everything right away. You know, today is Palm Sunday. Does anyone know what Palm Sunday means?
No idea. It's when Jesus was brought into the place.
Brought into the church. Brought, came in.
And they had like palm branches.
Very good. That's when Jesus came into Jerusalem. They had palm branches. Why?
Because they knew he was their Savior.
They knew he was their Savior. Are you sure? Naomi has a different answer. Go ahead, yell it out.
They were presenting him as king.
They were presenting him as king. So it's, they were all presenting him as king. Or did they all know that he was the Savior? Did they all understand what was going on? We're going to learn today that even the disciples did not understand Palm Sunday. And today we're going to see if we can understand Palm Sunday, okay? All right, let's pray together. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we praise you and thank you for your word. We thank you for the Holy Spirit who has given to us that we might have understanding. And I just pray that you would bless these kids. Thank you for each one who's here. Bless their parents and their grandparents. We pray that in time, if not today, then eventually, that these children and all of us would come to a clear understanding of Palm Sunday, what happened and what for. Give us understanding, we ask in Jesus' name. Amen. Off you go. Wow, look at those shoes. All right, let's open our Bibles together. To the Gospel of John, I wanted to say 1 Corinthians, but to the Gospel of John. We are in John chapter 12 this morning, and the historical account of Christ's entry into the city of Jerusalem on, I believe, a Sunday. Some say maybe Monday, but probably a Sunday. And as the kid said, as Michael said, yes, people were putting palm branches before him. We want to understand this morning what this was all about and what is it about today? What is Palm Sunday about today and what is this a day for? John chapter 12, verses 12 through 19. The title of the message is simply Understanding Palm Sunday. John 12, beginning at verse 12. The next day, a great multitude that had come to the feast, when they heard that Jesus was coming to Jerusalem, they took branches of palm trees and went out to meet him and cried out, Hosanna! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord, the King of Israel. Then Jesus, when he had found a young donkey, sat on it. As it is written, Fear not, daughter of Zion, behold, your king is coming, sitting on a donkey's colt. His disciples did not understand these things at first. But when Jesus was glorified, then they remembered that these things were written about him and that they had done these things to him. Notice three times in verse 16, these things. And I want us to consider, first of all, the things the disciples saw and heard but did not understand. There were some things the disciples saw and heard, but did not understand. And I want you to look at those first so that we might understand Palm Sunday. The first was the crowd. I should say the crowds. Notice verse 12. It says, the next day. Now, the next day most likely was a Sunday. We know for certain it was 5 days before the Passover. If you take a look at verse 1 of chapter 12, it says, then 6 days before the Passover. The Passover was on Friday. 6 days before was probably the Saturday before. And so this is Sunday. the next day. On Sunday, the next day, a great multitude, and stop there. What should we picture here? When we read a great multitude, what should we picture? 100 people? 1,000 people? Maybe thousands of people? I would say picture hundreds of thousands of people and maybe even a million. Where do we get that? Well, for one thing, the exact same wording here, a great multitude, was used earlier by John in chapter 6 when he described the multitude, the great multitude, at the feeding of the 5,000. And as you know, that was 5,000 men plus women and children. Some say that multitude was 20,000. From the other three Gospels, Matthew, Mark, and Luke, we know that this great multitude was made up of crowds from several areas. There were crowds that were coming down from the north, from Galilee, where Jesus had spent 3 years doing his ministry, which consisted of many miracles up there. So crowds are coming down from Galilee. We also know that crowds are coming from Bethany and Bethphage, where Jesus had raised Lazarus just a few days before. We also know that crowds of people were coming out from Jerusalem to meet Jesus. And when we read on in Acts chapter 2, although Acts 2 is the feast of Pentecost, it tells us that people were dwelling in Jerusalem at the times of these feasts. Acts 2 says that there were dwelling in Jerusalem, dwelling in tents, by the way, on covering the hillside of the Mount of Olives. There were men from every nation under heaven, Parthians and Medes and Elamites, people from Mesopotamia and Judea and Cappadocia, people from Pontus and Asia, Phrygia, Pamphylia, Egypt, parts of Libya, North Africa, Cretans and Arabs. Literally, people from all over the world were in Jerusalem this time for the feast. Perhaps the most telling statement is found right here in the context. Look down at verse 19, John 12, 19. The Pharisees therefore said among themselves, they're telling each other this, "You see that you are accomplishing nothing. Look, the world has gone after him." This was something the disciples did not understand. The